is going. There's so many issues right now that the Religious Freedom Amendment, there's so many issues going on in Congress right now that without the authors of these laws understanding the implications, these laws are destined and have been designed by Satan to remove the very the separation of church and state, the symbolic wall that has guarded religious freedom in this country. And it's underway today. It's easy to see that we are at this time that precedes the Sunday law. Now, for those of you listening on audio tape, as we draw these things out leading up to the Sunday law, it's at this point now that we will draw the line in the sand on this line leading down to the close of Earth's history at the test, the Sunday test. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. When our nation shall so abjure the principles of its government to enact a Sunday law, Protestantism will in this act join hands with Popery. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 712. Revelation 13:11. When the United States passes a Sunday law, everything changes in the United States. National apostasy is followed by national ruin. This is where the waymarks of end time events become to fruition, and they all unfold at this point. And we're going to demonstrate as we continue on in this study that it's at this point the church is purified. It's at this point the latter rain is poured out. It's at this point those that receive the latter rain begin to give the loud cry. It's at this point that national apostasy is followed by national ruin. It's at this point that Laodicea is spewed out of the mouth of the Lord. It's at this point that the dross is separated from the gold in the church. It's at this point that the foolish virgins have the door of their probation closed while the wise begin to receive the latter rain. It's at this point that the 11th hour workers that are still in Babylon begin to understand the issues, and they come and take their stand with God's people. Now, at that understanding, I want you to consider perhaps another misunderstanding of prophecy that Adventism is destined to repeat, as the Jews misunderstood that Christ was the Messiah. And it's this: if you go through the passages where Sister White speaks of the God's faithful children in the other churches, in the churches of Babylon, and you look very closely, when she speaks about, sometimes she calls them the one-hour workers that come out of Babylon. Sometimes she calls them the 11th-hour workers. Sometimes she calls them God's